Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll-free on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. When we get a chance, there's another TSA agent who is speaking out against the agency. We will talk about that here in a moment. But first, let's go to Eric, who's in Valdosta, Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to talk about a story that happened yesterday here at in Valdosta State University. I think it's got some national coverage, and at least the Blaze has picked it up, where some demonstrators were stepping on a flag, and a Air Force veteran had taken it, she was then made to the cops then detained her and made him give back the flag, and the regents then banned her from the college from coming back, and now many people are upset about it, and many of the of course, the students are even talking about just transferring out of the school because of that.
Let me make sure I understand. So there were some students participating in flag trampling, and an Air Force veteran came along and took said doormat away from them. And then they, at some point, the police arrived, probably campus police, and told her that she needs to give the flag back to the flag tramplers. Does that sound right?
And an important question is, whose flag was it?
It was theirs. It was their it was their private property.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like the right thing was done here. The people whose private property was stolen was returned to them by the police. The police did the right thing here.
You know, I have had jobs where I go around door to door talking to folks. And as a matter of fact, part of the job being a firefighter, I've had to go to people's houses. And I thought it was very interesting. I saw one of these sort of wicker flag mats made recently to look like an American flag. It had an American flag in the mat. So you wiped your feet on the flag.
Right.
She walked in the door, and this was a house of people who were quite patriotic.
Oh, they didn't even realize what they'd done. Huh?
They didn't really get it. Yeah,
Eric, what do you think?
I definitely do say that the right thing was done, and I think it's really ridiculous and sad that people are getting this emotional about it and wanting to, wanting to just transfer to a different school because of this.
Yeah, so so you're hearing things like on talk radio down south? I mean, is this a big story? It's first I've heard of it.
Well, I live here in Valdosta, and I had actually just talked to some of them, the demonstrators, after the fact, and I just heard about this said event maybe an hour or so later, which I can say their protest was, I'd say the right word for it is they were very, I can say, Afrocentric, as in they're all black and they're talking a lot about white supremacy, white privilege, and that type of thing, but that's kind of irrelevant whether or not they have the right to stamp on the flag or whatever, but.
Well, what they think they're going to do is get attention for their event, whatever it might be. And they did get attention. And at this point, flag burning, flag trampling, these sorts seem to be the pinnacle of unpopular speech, right? Like people want to, when it comes to free speech, they're like, yeah, free speech and everything, but whoa, not
don't
flag
offend me.
Not flag burning, because it's special. Lots of people have died for it, or whatever the claim is. I would claim that people who've died for the country or whatever have died for freedom of speech, so therefore they died for the right of people who might be misinformed on a topic to burn a flag in order to get attention for their particular bend on the issue.
Yeah, I certainly don't necessarily agree with whatever it was that they were protesting by doing that, but I certainly support their right to do with their property as they please.
Yeah. Well, I should clarify, I guess, a little bit. They were talking about some stuff about 9/11 and the Act of 1871, some sovereign citizen stuff. But my main thing was, I guess they were just equating that as just those issues as just, quote, white privilege issues, but...
Eric, thanks for bringing that to the forefront tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, maybe you can convince me that for some reason I'm wrong, that people should be able to burn the flag if that's what they want to do, or trample upon it in order to get their point across, whatever
so
that might be.
There might be somebody out there who would like to stop the flag burning.
There's
the
not
trampling.
Just somebody. There are hundreds of people listening to my voice right now that think that, yes, freedom of speech is fine and good and all, but not flag burning. Like, it stops.
Well, you can't
there.
Have it both ways. I mean, you have to allow for speech that you don't like. And symbolism is speech. You know, burning a flag, it's not speaking, but not everybody who can't speak, should, you know, if you're mute, for instance, you should still be able to express yourself in other ways. It's more of a freedom of expression than specifically being able to speak words.
Right. Now, I would say that it's a really terrible way to get your message across, whatever your message might be, because people get thrown into this sort of, this emotional whirlwind, and they're not listening to the things that you say.
No, they're just mad. They're seeing red. They want to destroy the people who have destroyed the flag.
The best way to get your message across is with respect and empathy over time. But many people feel, you know, they're just enraged by whatever the issue is. And I'm enraged by all kinds of issues out there, too. There's no doubt about it. But
I mean, it's got to be difficult dealing with institutionalized racism, which certainly a lot of people of the black or Hispanic variety certainly have to deal with. And I can't empathize with that being a white guy. I mean, I can do my best. But I still can't really know what that's like, and it can't be easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, and on the other side of the issue, you just sort of wonder, are people being stopped in their progress in life because they're looking at whatever the difficulties are that they might have as a, because of their race. So, I mean, do some people just not achieve as high as they could because they see this blockade that sort of is centered around race, and they say, I can't get over that. There's too many problems. And make the hurdle higher than it is.
Yeah, to certainly give up on one's possibilities or opportunities is not going to get you to wherever it is you want to go, but that doesn't mean there aren't being roadblocks put down by the man, so to speak.
Sure.
And we certainly have seen evidence of that over the years. James is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Hello. I wanted to speak about something that in the past I know has been controversial. However, I had a personal experience with it today, and I just kind of wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were about this particular issue.
Okay, what is it?
I stepped into a public restroom today to turn and see what appeared to be a very shapely female individual.
And then you checked the door to make sure you were in the proper room.
Yes, I was definitely in the proper room.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is the men's bathroom, isn't it? And as soon as she spoke up, I realized that it was a transgender person.
This is a very shapely woman who actually, there might be some debatability as to whether or not she's a she, right?
Right. I've heard about issues in the past where they have debated whether or not a transgender person is allowed to go into which bathroom. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason I bring this up is because I think it was determined where I live that until essentially your genitals get changed, you're stuck going into the bathroom of your, I guess, prior gender.
Yeah, I would say that's the case.
I'm just curious, is it a law to, you know, are you breaking a law or just social code, social sort of stricture, by going into the opposite bathroom? I mean, if somebody... go ahead.
I'll tell you, I was shocked, and I was pretty speechless, and when I realized it was a transgender person, I caught them on the way out, and I apologize. I don't know what my opinion is on this, because... You know, obviously, when you walk in and you view somebody that appears to be, you know, essentially the perfect hourglass shape and everything, you know, long hair, has a bust, has, you know, a
That's a bit of a surprise, right? There's an attractive woman. Wait a second.
Well, I want to talk about, I think it's an interesting topic. We can certainly talk about the TSA agent here in a little bit. That's still on deck, 855-453, but we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, because, you know, honestly, I think you're just more interesting than we are. 855-453, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can grab gold and silver as much as you like over at silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. Either one will get you there from Midas Resources. They've got some great hand-picked gold and silver pieces, and they're always updating their inventory with new and interesting stuff over at Midas. Go and check it out at silver.freetalklive.com or call them toll-free whether you are invested or you're interested in investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency. They can help you out over at Midas Resources. Toll free, 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to silver.freetalklive.com as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, a TSA agent speaks out, but right now James is back with us in Kalamazoo. So, James, just to recap here, you were in a bathroom, or you went into a public bathroom, and then you encountered what you thought was a woman based on the shape of the person's body. But on closer examination, you noticed that this person was perhaps packing a little something between her legs. And so it led to a discussion about, you know, what is an appropriate place for people to use the restroom. For me, it doesn't really bother me. I don't really mind the idea of co-ed bathrooms. I think that's an interesting concept. But I understand the arguments against it. That is, that the theory is that if the sexes are mixed, that there'll be harassment of one or the other.
I think harassment would be the best you could hope for.
Let's continue, James. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I know when I've heard the discussion before, when it was actually in the media and they were talking about it, the biggest throwback, I guess you could say, would be from the women that essentially thought that these are just guys in their bathrooms that might be peeping on them. Mm. And, for me, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this individual is choosing to become a woman, and whether or not they've had the surgery yet to fully make that happen or not is irrelevant. They already, you know, this individual already views herself, and I say herself because, you know, it's this individual's choice, you know, that they are a woman. So,
well, right, and that presumes that that the person who is in there is not there for the purposes of just throwing on a wig to be a creep in the bathroom.
I think this has to, in most cases, come down to sort of private property issues. So if there's, some ladies come to me in my business and say, hey, there's a man hanging out in the bathroom with a funny with
you
a wig,
kick him out.
Sort of askew, and a, an ill-fitting dress and a little bit of lipstick smeared across his mouth, lecherously looking at people, then I'm going to have to go remove that individual from the bathroom. But at this point, if you're talking about somebody who's convincing, then if they're convincing, you never know.
Until she spoke, I thought it was a woman.
Right.
And actually a very attractive woman. And then she, spoke, and
surprised
I heard,
you
know, of course, that maleness in the voice. I'm like, oh, this is a transgender individual.
Well, I think this does come down to what Mark said, that this is just private property, right? Is there a law preventing, you know, in theory, punishing, if you will, if these people get caught, punishing a man from going into a woman's bathroom and vice versa? I've never heard of it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Thanks, James, for bringing that up tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-453. Let's go to Jennifer in Virginia. Jennifer, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
hi,
Jennifer.
I'm calling because I just can't believe what my ears are hearing on your program. That
what part?
They were advocating for transgender people to be able to, whether they've had the surgery or not, really makes no difference to me. But that a man, a biological man, is able to go into a woman's bathroom or vice versa. And you asked something to the previous caller about whether this was against some sort of social code, or was it a legal issue? And my argument to you would be, I don't know if you have children, but I mean,
I have a child.
My 5-year-old daughter is in the bathroom, and a man walks in to the women's bathroom. I mean, that's something that would really bother me.
Do you think it's less likely that a female will molest a child?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I don't think I want someone who's confused about their sexuality in the bathroom with my child. And
Wait, whoa. I mean, that's your determination. That's your belief that they're confused. To them, it's crystal clear. To them, it's so clear.
Because, again, I love how this word belief is thrown around. I don't believe that they're a man and in their mind they're a woman. Let's take, for example, a person, you know, there's a mental disorder out there that people believe that they should be an amputee. Are you aware of this?
A what? Yeah, I'm sorry. They should be what?
An amputee. They feel very strongly that they're missing a leg, that they really have two legs. And they really, really, truly believe in their mind, just as convincingly.
Are you talking about phantom limb syndrome?
Phantom limb syndrome. Yeah. So they are an amputee and they feel the...
No. I'm talking about a person who has four working limbs, but truly believes that they are missing a limb. That's new.
I've not heard that one. No, I believe those people could exist because there's all kinds
of people. I believe the human mind is capable of all kinds of data breaches. Sure.
But the medical community's response to that particular individual is not, hey, you know what, Ben, I think we should cut off your left leg because you feel like you don't have a left leg.
You can find a doctor that'll cut your leg off for you.
I'm sure you could, but, I mean, what does that really say about, then, the transgender argument that, I mean, you can find a doctor to abort a 7-pound baby, too, but I don't think we want to pin a metal star on those folks. So
I'm of the opinion you should be able to do whatever you want with your body. I think that you own it, so therefore you get to decide what you want to do with it. And that goes
really
also...
What the question is here is whether a person who's not sure or they're crystal clear, but society, you could argue, is confused about who exactly they are, man or woman, should be able to use the opposite restroom. And that's when their rights begin to cross into ours and mine, for example.
Well, the right here is private property.
Right, so let me ask you this.
If they want to dress like a woman and act like a woman, then that's fine. But what we're talking about is bringing that into the public sphere.
Well, I don't know about the public because there's different kinds of bathrooms out there, and we don't really distinguish them. So if I have a business, and we've talked about my imaginary business and my imaginary bathroom and my imaginary business, in my imaginary business's imaginary bathroom, may I let transgendered people go into the bathroom that they prefer to go into? And that's how I see it.
But you're not talking just about you. You're talking about what you're...
I asked you a specific question, and you've dodged it. Can you answer my question?
Was whether it was against social code.
Right, but I'm asking you a question now.
I'm sure
we're having a conversation now. Thank you, Jennifer, for your comments about our earlier comments. Now we're having a conversation in this moment, and Mark asked you a question.
Can I set up my business the way I want?
Your business, you can certainly set it up any way you want.
Okay, great.
But what I'm talking... But, I mean, we do have certain – clearly we have rules about what businesses can do, even as private businesses. I mean, for example, we have had recent cases where you can't discriminate against a person for being black or for being their – whatever religion they are because, I mean, you have to have an equal opportunity job system. So
I've got that, but now we're moving fluidly between what's right and what's legal.
I'm just going to answer your question, and I think you asked me to answer your question, so I'm just continuing my answer. And I would argue also that the recent religious freedom debate that occurred in Indiana points exactly to what you're talking about.
I would agree with you.
Exactly,
I think as a religious person, you should be able to let anybody in the bathroom you want. Sorry, breaks. It's over.
855. Hold on. 855, 453. I've got more questions for Jennifer. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can also enjoy some delicious wine, as Mark, you and I will be doing shortly after the show ends tonight.
Yeah, we're having another wine tasting, courtesy of Cameron Hughes at chwine.com. Cameron does is he goes to the best wineries around the world and throughout Napa Valley, California. He specializes in Napa Valley, but he certainly has wineries around the world. And what he does is he takes their overage. Anybody who produces anything is going to have sort of extras. And that's also true with people who make high-end wines. These wines are 90 points and above. These are the best wines. They're going to be bottles between $70 and on up to $140 a bottle. And you can get them at extreme discounts. Cameron Hughes sells his bottles of wine from between $12 and $30. And actually right now he's got a special that's only available through the radio, and it's on lot 439. When we had some of this, it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, and it is fantastic. It's going to be good with red meats. You can have it with a hamburger, you can have it with a ribeye, whatever you prefer to do. The proof is in the bottle on this one, and it's 20% off for this week only. So you can get this amazing Cabernet Sauvignon for 20% off if you go to chwine.com. We've done great for him, by the way, on this. So people are really loving it. CHWine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left. You click that. You enter our coupon code. It's FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And you'll get the 20% off on this great wine that would be probably $130 if you were to buy it in the store and knew where it exactly where it came from. And you'll get it for $20. It'd be 20% off, and it's a great deal. So chwine.com, coupon code FTL. You click on the microphone in the upper left, and you put that in. And you'll also get free shipping to boot. So it's a really awesome deal. chwine.com.
All right, let's go back to Jennifer in Chesapeake. Jennifer, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're expressing some concern over the idea that that transgendered people might be able to use a bathroom of their choice rather than of their birth, if you will, based on, you know, the genitals that are hanging between or not hanging between their legs. And this bothers you. Is it because that you feel as though this will increase the amount of transgendered people who are already using the bathroom of their choice?
Yeah, I just don't really see why it's a necessary concession for us to make.
Well, how big of a concession is it to make to just mind your own business in the bathroom? I mean, you would have to, if there's a person who was born as a man who puts on a wig or grows his hair out and has taken, what is it, the estrogen for growing breasts? I don't know.
If somebody cuts their penis off, they're really dedicated to what they believe.
Well, whether the penis has been cut off yet or not is, I don't think, the issue at hand here. The question is, if this person has done themselves up to look female and they walk into the bathroom, I mean, how close are you really studying people that are coming into the bathroom? And should there be some sort of bathroom patrol that determines whether or not someone is able to go into said bathroom? I mean, for the most part, people go into the bathroom, they do number one or two, and then they wash up and they leave.
I think that should be where the law is. Wash your hands, you dirty, dirty people.
Yeah. So, I mean, how could you realistically even control who goes into the bathroom unless you do have a situation where somebody's standing in there and lurking in a corner, furtively playing with themselves or leering at people? And in which case, would it really matter if that person is a male or a female?
It's because I think it's really part of a much, much, much larger sexual moral issue. And so it's not just this one isolated incident or this one person that we're talking about that the gentleman encountered today. It's the whole issue that our society is dealing with.
What's immoral about making a choice for your own life? I mean, these people believe that they are a gender that is different from the genitalia they were born with. I mean, what's immoral about making a choice like that?
Because I don't think you get it. So I think.
Please help me understand. That's why I've hung you through the break. That's why we're here talking to you about this. What is immoral?
Right.
What is wrong with someone making a decision like that about their life and their own body?
Because I don't really think that's up to the individual. Just like I was talking about before, we wouldn't cut off someone's leg just because they're super.
Who's it up to? I mean, who I want to be? That's not up to me. What are you talking about?
I absolutely do think that it's up to us as a society to. I mean, just like the government
takes a village to decide what your gender is.
Sets regulations for various medical issues. I think it's absolutely up to us to. To say no to certain things, and I think this is one of those.
Say no, meaning you would tell somebody, you would dare tell someone who believes something about their own life, their own body, their own person. You would dare tell that person that that's not true, and that shame on you, and you should go wear some blue as a boy or wear some pink as a girl, and fit them into those gender roles.
I absolutely would.
Do you also think women should stay in the kitchen too?
No, I don't. I'm actually.
Okay, how progressive of you.
Wonderful career. So, no, I don't think my husband's actually a stay-at-home dad. And
Would you call yourself socially conservative?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
I would.
Do you think that you're on the wrong side historically on this issue? Do you think that you're going to lose out over time?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Why would she do what she's doing if she thought it was pointless?
The war has already been won because the ultimate is in heaven, and you know, so I don't think the small battles that we're fighting here on earth are not
Do you think that
why does God care what bathroom I use? I've gone into the women's bathroom before. Like, there's been a line, and like no ladies are there, and it doesn't seem like it's a problem. Slide in, do my business.
Like a single bathroom.
Yeah,
like
make sure everything's clean, and then depart. Yeah.
I honestly think that people who are going through such an issue like this, our hearts really should go out to them. Like, I think
mine does.
And the fact that we're allowing them to do something like this is a very sad commentary on our.
I'm just imagining Jennifer encountering Jesus in her bathroom and freaking out about it. Thanks for
wearing a dress.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and he's like long hair and all those artist renderings.
God needs you to stop people from going in the wrong bathroom.
Let's continue here. You can share your thoughts. We're on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Tony is in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Tony.
Hi, there's a point that I want to make that I think a lot of people haven't caught on to. In a woman's bathroom, 99% of the people that go in there would be actual women. And we're always talking about the 99%. Well, in this case, we want to inconvenience 99% of the people that go in that bathroom by having a transgender person go in there.
What's the inconvenience?
Well, the inconvenience is 99% of the people that go in there are going to feel extremely uncomfortable. So you're going to put the rights of this one individual who feels that they are a woman you're going to put the rights of this 1% or less, maybe 1/100th of 1%, over the other 99%. That means if I'm a woman, I'm in the bathroom, suddenly this person that I don't feel belongs in there can come in. And the 99%, the right of the 99% is being the right of the 1% is being enforced by law. But
you mean your right of not feeling badly?
In other words, if you make it legal for this person to go into the woman's bathroom, then 99% of the people that go in that bathroom are going to be inconvenienced.
I'm pretty sure it's already legal.
So let me address what I think exactly. If it's a private business, the private business gets to decide what the rules are as far as this 1% of people that we're referring to. And I suspect it's even less than 1%. But this 1% of people that we're referring to, I'd say the private business gets to make that decision. Would you agree with me, Tony?
If they want to, but then those people that go to that restaurant, they feel that they don't like it.
Absolutely, Tony. Do not do business with people you don't want to do business with. That's your right. Now, I think when it comes to a public situation, most of these public places have these family bathrooms anyway. They're single stallers. They're kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't the transgendered person can just go in there and then all this problem solved?
Tony, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you have a right to not feel offended when you're in the bathroom? It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk about the TSA agent speaking out if we get the chance, but somebody called in to talk about being in a bathroom and encountering a transgendered person. Sort of brought up a discussion that we had probably within the last 6 months. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, maybe even within the last 4 months here on Free Talk Live, about transgenders and bathrooms and what should the rules be. And I think we've come to the right conclusion here, Mark, that private property is the solution here, meaning that if a private property owner wants to allow, you know, sort of put up a all-gender sign on their bathrooms, they should be free to do that, and you should be free as a customer to go somewhere else if you like. And similarly, other business owners could decide to restrict the bathrooms to the people who they think are appropriate to go in there. And again, customers in the marketplace would decide what's best.
I think it gets complicated when you start putting up signs and bylaws. Laws as to who gets to use the room and doesn't get to use the room.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty with not having up a bunch of signs saying who can go where and what. And I agree, this is complicated, and I don't like it being forced upon my life.
I don't think it has to be that complicated, Mark. I mean, there's
it's going to be complicated if you send this man told a story that called in about a shapely what appeared to be woman in the man's bathroom, and you know, like. That was complicating for him. He used the term shocked. Now, he quickly recovered and, you know, sort of apologized for any inconvenience that he gave the woman who was in the men's bathroom or whatever and however we want to call it. I get that this is complicating. It, for me, that's complicating. You may not be complicating for you, Ian. I
no.
Get, okay, fine.
Whatever.
You're not complicated. I think
somebody
that,
has to go number one or two. We all do it.
Yeah, I can see why people are, you know, a little shocked and a little upset.
It's different. It's unusual.
The world she's a-changin', and there's nothing we can do about it. We can complain or not, or go about our daily business, but it should be a business's job to figure this out. What it, you know, how are we going to handle this bathroom situation? Maybe they can have a bathroom that says family and sexually confused, or, you know, gender confused. I don't know what the term.
I don't think those people consider themselves confused.
I don't care. It's your business. You can put up whatever sign you want. Sure. You can say Satan spawn on the door, and then tell them they've got to use that one. I don't care. It's not my business. I do believe that you should be able to discriminate in your business against the people that you wish to discriminate against, and that the market should be able to hold you accountable for it. If you want to treat transgenders badly in your business, it's not going to go well. The local newspaper is going to vilify you, and the Gay Lesbian Alliance or whatever is going to be out picketing your door.
And you'll deserve it because you're a jerk. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts at 855. 453. Cindy's on the line listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
This hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
And I got through.
It's not that hard. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's wonderful. No, this is an issue I've often thought about, the moral issue with PSY, because people get all up in arms, and I am a school nurse, and we did have a student that he did have to use the bathroom in the clinic because guys didn't want him, the girls didn't want him. But
wow.
I don't understand when you are transgender to female, that why are the women upset? They don't have a thing he wants. If he is dressing up as a female, he wants the guys. So
generally,
odds
are good.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
It's not always that way, but generally that's the case.
Generally, yeah, or vice versa. So I wouldn't be, you know, if it's some pervert, of course, you know, that just wants to dress up, oh, I'm going to be in the girls' bathroom, that's something different. But if it's somebody that truly believes and they're not bi, they're truly transgender, they're really not a threat to the females in there or vice versa to the males. Is how I see it, and the woman that called anyway about her 5-year-old child being in there, then she should be the one to protect her 5-year-old child.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's not sending the child in there alone anyway.
Yeah, my son probably went to the bathroom with his mother, you know, and me different times, depending on where we were. And this is another sort of issue, is young people, you know, quite young people, tend to, you know, fluidly move between restrooms. I've seen dads bring their daughters into the men's restroom, and all I am is, you know, delighted that somebody's taking care of their child. It doesn't, you know, bother or upset me, and I'm sure that it looks very similar in the ladies' bathroom. I remember once when I was quite young going to a restaurant, and my mother took me to the bathroom the first go-around just to sort of show me where it was, and then the second time I went to the same bathroom, and it was the women's bathroom. And there was a small amount of upset, and then the ladies are like, no, it's okay, just go use the bathroom. And, you know, I'd said I'd come here before, and, you know, they didn't have a problem with it. I was probably 6 or something like that, if I can remember it. And it seems like we're getting all upset. Now, some mashers in there leering and fiddling with people in the bathroom, we got to do something about
right.
that.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't matter.
That's a pervert.
Right. And if somebody's being a pervert in the bathroom, it's not going to matter, or people aren't going to feel better about it if it's a woman being a pervert in the woman's bathroom or a man being a pervert
You're
in the woman's
bathroom.
You're
absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Cindy, any other thoughts you want to share with us?
That was it. Just the moral issue aside, you know, let's look at this logically here. But I do agree with you. Family bathroom,
thanks.
If there's any other problems, that's the way to go.
All right, Cindy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. Joe is in Grand Rapids. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think you'll probably see a lot more private businesses just going to, like, a unisex one stall or one toilet bathroom if this becomes a big issue.
Yeah, just close the door.
Well, you're going to have, if somebody goes into a bathroom, there's going to be somebody knock them out, you know, a transgender person, or they'll,
yeah, somebody's going to punch
something
them.
Something will happen.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I think it's just, and these businesses are opening themselves up for liability, because the first time a woman gets touched or a kid gets touched, they're going to get sued. So if they just have one toilet, one door, with both, you know, male and female symbols on it, that way only one person can be there at a time. then...
In some cases, that's sort of like space inefficient, though. I mean, that's kind of
a larger restaurant.
Yeah, like if it's a really big place. I'm thinking about a football stadium, you know, how they have those really big restrooms in there. And that's kind of what a stall is. I mean, a stall is just a room that doesn't have, much going down to the floor. I mean, it's just intended to be easier to mop is really the idea. But, I mean, I don't... I suppose I look for shoes sometime to make sure that, that the stall is occupied, but I don't really care whether they're tennis shoes or high heels.
I just, I think they had something like this happen in Michigan at a gym. And, if the gym has a policy like that, they should have let people know. And they can choose whether or not to go there or not. And that's, I think people will draw the line at stuff like this. They'll kind of, a lot of people have changed their opinion on gay people and stuff like that. But I think when it comes to this issue of, especially when there's little kids in there and stuff at a public place, they get a little crazy. So,
well, if kids were coming into the gym bathroom where I worked for a couple of years, they were horrified by what they saw anyway. The fact is, old men are walking around with nothing on and getting dressed.
That is horrifying. Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight.
My favorite is in the morning when these guys would be working out. You know, they're done. They've taken their sauna and everything. They'll be hanging out in the gym area, in the locker room area, completely naked, like leg up on the stool, chit-chatting with their buddy. God, fellas, we have a modicum of decorum here. Something?
Well, I mean, I think it comes back around to...
I know that's not happening in the ladies' room. It can't be.
I think it comes back around to the idea that I think you might be surprised things that happen in the
I have
the
no
rooms.
Idea. I had to go in there one time and mop something up, but no one was in there.
I think it comes back to one of the last callers, a few calls ago now, actually, said about the idea that, 99% of people going to the bathroom, they could be offended by the 1%, this transgendered person, was the suggestion being that you have a right to not be offended when you're
I'm not offended.
And I'm not offended by the idea of a transgendered person coming in. But further, there are all kinds of things I find offensive about bathrooms. And you don't have a right to not be offended in the United States. If that's the big reason to prevent people from coming in who want to come into a bathroom because they feel like they belong there, then that's a pretty crappy reason, in my opinion, because, I mean, boy, bathrooms can be a very offensive place. I mean, how many times have you gone into a cell, one of these stalls, and just seen somebody urinate all over the toilet seat, or somebody didn't even hit the water with the number two? I mean,
I wish their mothers could see those things. I really do. I mean,
I've heard it's worse in the women's bathroom with the number twos going everywhere.
I have no idea what not having spent much time in there, but I have heard people say those things. I don't know the answer, but I mean, agreed, that's offensive, and no one cares about whether I'm offended there.
Yeah.
No one's proposing ostracization for these folks because there's, somehow or another we just manage to deal with
just
it. Life goes on.
Leave people alone. If they want to go to the bathroom, let them go in peace. I mean, what does it matter whether they're male or female? But obviously we're a long way away from coming to any resolution on this issue. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-453. We've got plenty of time remaining here in the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way next. 855-453 or Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood laminate and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.